just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Really, really white and nerdy.
Hi, I'm Skatress Gunsmith, and today I have with me Connor and Tim from Human vs. Zombies Melbourne. Hi, guys.
Hi, hello. How's it going?
All right. Explain to us exactly what Humans vs. Zombies is.
Tim, do you want to?
Sure. basically, Humans vs. Zombies is every attempt we can into making a zombie apocalypse now and right now to prepare you for the up-and-coming zombie apocalypse. Now, it's pretty simple, you know. Obviously, we can't use real guns and zombies aren't really brain dead. So we try and make it really simple, just, you know, Nerf guns, marshmallows.
Bullock socks.
Pistols, yeah, bullock socks. Those can be very, very smelly sometimes. I don't know why. We started off the first day with only a couple zombies, and we try and make the infection spread just as any other zombie apocalypse would. Just a couple people and watch it multiply. So you start off with one person maybe, that person gets three people, you know, and then those three people get three people themselves and it spreads like crazy.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so much fun.
You do get some pretty sort of ballsy Rambo moves in there sometimes and you're pretty proud of yourself with a couple of headshots.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
So it's – how many parts role-playing is it and how many parts game is this actually?
Well, the thing we try to do is let everyone get as involved as they want to. So some people take it a lot more seriously and they sort of put on a persona and a costume, whereas other people just sort of want to, you know, just play and run around. So, you know, it's really up to the individual, I think. Like, you know, we've got quite a lot of people who love getting so into it and they dress up every day and they've got like a zombie-themed sort of – like all this, like they'll create an entire character, yeah. But the game runs for an entire week, all night, all day. And, you know, we've got a few safe zones, but more or less, you're pretty much always playing. So you do get that sort of element of fear all the way through your blood.
Let's get these rules down first so everyone listening understands. It's, you start off with, how many people start off as zombies?
Well, it depends on how many people we end up playing. So I think first year we had about 15,000 players.
Yep.
We started off with about 15 zombies.
Okay, so it starts very, very, very small.
Yeah, very small.
Okay.
But it grows so quickly because people don't realize that it only takes a few seconds to be converted and you're done.
So what happens for someone to be converted? Are they supposed to be tagged or...?
Yep, yeah. If you hold them on the wrist on their bandana, because humans wear a bandana around their arm or wrist to show that they're human. If a zombie tags them around the wrist for 3 seconds, they're converted.
Mm-hmm. And so, okay, do people usually change their outfit at that point? Or
a lot of people like to get a bit of the fake blood, but, you know, the only real outfit change would be the bandana moves from the arm to the leg or the ankle.
That's really about it.
So it goes on for about a week, you said.
Yeah, well, you get all your friends to play and, you know, you get people at uni playing and stuff. We had people at Monash University set up an entire sort of stronghold in their student lounge and, like, escort people through the university and stuff like that. So we love hearing stories like that. But, you know, people play at school as well, like high school and TAFE. And we also run a few events during the week. Like, you know, we'll say meet at this place for a certain goal or for a certain prize and stuff like that. So, you know, it gets everyone into the same area.
Yeah. Oh, how many people can you get out to an event like that?
Well, first year we got, roughly 15,000 people all over Victoria, which was pretty good. Last year we didn't have so many just because we were having a bit of trouble with our website and stuff like that. But we've also got monthly events, which we sort of call training events. We just sort of run a few sort of Left 4 Dead style drills, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We usually get about
get to know all the survivors, things like that.
Yeah, and we get about 50 at those every month.
Same time, like, there's also the fear. So this isn't even, like, a part of it. Like, you know, it doesn't matter if you want to get really into it, but if you're a human and you start it, you worry the second you start because you don't know where a zombie's going to come from. You don't know where people are going to come out of, like, nowhere. Like, I remember, once again, more past experiences. First day at Parkdale Station, there was a couple, you know, humans there and I was a zombie. And they shat themselves. Oh, I've not seen people run any faster. Not, you know, they didn't know that a stack stations are safe, so I just laughed my ass off. But people really get, like, into it, you know. It's because it's 24/7.
You'll be lying in bed and you'll be looking at the roof and you'll hear your window rattle and you'll be like, oh, my God.
I saw someone forwarded me a link to a it was a similar event. I think it was in America where it's like a marathon run that has
zombies
in it as well. Yeah. You get chased by people as you're doing a marathon run.
Yep,
that sounds awesome.
I know that. It looks so cool because they're like hiding mud and stuff and just like pop out and like scare the crap out of you.
Yeah, there was a trailer for it which looked like it was a trailer for a movie, and then all of a sudden you realize they're advertising an actual event where they've got people like professionally got zombie makeup kind of lying in wait for people to make it through.
I reckon we could try that out, Tim. Have a training event.
I would love the marathon as well.
We do our training events in South Yarra at Faulkner Park, which is a lovely big park with all these sort of tree-lined avenues. So we've got a lot of zombies hiding behind trees and, you know, lots of obstacles that we can set up, which is good. And a couple of playgrounds that we can use for strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we love it when we just play in the city and play all over Victoria because, you know, people get really inventive with where they go and where they sort of can set up camp.
How would you win?
Survive.
Just survive.
Yeah, it's all about survive.
Zombies infect. That's exactly how it works. Just as a zombie apocalypse should be.
Just as long as you live. Now, you guys are from Humans vs. Zombies Melbourne. Is there much more of a presence in the rest of Australia? Or what's it like overseas?
Overseas, it's huge. In America.
Yeah, in America. I played it.
Mm. Yeah. At all the colleges, they've got huge groups, like the entire college will play. And there's a fairly big group at in Wagga and one in Canberra, at Canberra University. But other than that, I don't think there's much going on in the rest of Australia.
Do you know where it actually started from? I think I also...
It was America, yeah. It was a certain campus. I can't remember the name for life of me, but it was all in America. It was just a college campus. I actually played it over in Columbia, Missouri. At Mizzou, which is the University of Missouri. And it's a very different setup that we have going as well, because theirs is a certain area. So you think about the campuses in college, like in America, they're quite large, yes, but at the same time, they're very small. So we're trying to aim for the whole of Victoria. That's why we have a completely different setup running. So to a degree, it's a very different game because of how we, you know, like how we do run it. And, the concepts are pretty much the same, but, it has to be run a bit differently because, you know.
We've got to modify it for a larger scale and a more public sort of demographic, I suppose.
Yeah.
Well, those campuses in America are basically towns. They have towns that revolve around the university themselves. So that's an entire town. I read in an article about a group that do it inside malls. And I think they start, like, at the start of the day when a mall opens, and then they do the entire thing.
That's in Korea, I think.
That's right, it was in Korea.
Because as soon as I saw the headline, I was like, oh, my God, they're going to be in so much trouble. But they've actually sort of planned it out properly and looks really cool, actually.
Now, you guys have come to events and stuff as well. I've seen you multiple things. I know I've seen you at the Mana Bar opening.
Yep, we were definitely there, handing out flyers.
I was the guy chained to the wall, the zombie chained to the...
Spitting place. Blood.
Yeah.
Do you guys make a habit of coming to events and actually having a game while something else is going on?
Definitely.
Yeah.
What kind of things have you crushed before?
We crushed the zombie shuffle.
Yeah.
But there were so many zombies it was sort of hard to tell who was us. But Mana Bar was a lot of fun. We held like a couple of giveaways and sort of like a Duck Hunter style shoot the zombie game, and people won Nerf guns and stuff like that. We're looking forward to going to a few conventions this year, hopefully maybe Armageddon or, you know, what else is on?
Supernova we're going as
well. Yeah, Supernova. Yeah, we got a whole lot of people who hadn't really heard of Humans vs. Zombies before. Got out there with Nerf guns and sort of screamed their asses off and ran around for an hour, which was pretty funny to watch. But they seemed to have fun, so it was good.
So do you have any plans of extending Human vs. Zombies in the future?
Look, we just want to get it bigger every time. Like, that's our aim, is to get it just as many people as we can in this state. We can't really run anything. We'd love to do stuff in other states, but because we're all born here and we're sort of not for profit and we're all students, it's sort of hard.
Yeah, very poor,
But, you know, if we could get representatives from other states, you know, we'd be happy to run events over there, you know, up in Queensland or New South Wales.
We should look at hosting a booth in Supernova and Armageddon instead of just...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Then again, that's where it comes to money again, because we're not for profit. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for us to, you know... Yeah,
sponsorships are big, big, little. Because advertising itself is very expensive. I think it's like, what, 80 cents for an A3 poster? Yeah, colour poster.
Mm-hmm.
That's trouble for us. 80 cents, man. You've got no idea.
It still scares me, though, like how much it all costs, because we want to, you know, get it out to as many people as we can. We want everyone to enjoy it, you know. We get a sick sense of pleasure out of people's happiness. I reckon Connor could agree with that.
Well, it's not sick.
Yeah. It's not quite as evil as it sounds. It's actually quite nice, Tim. But, you know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, the bigger it gets, the more fun it is, and it's hard for us to make it as big as possible when we don't have the funds to do it. We run everything for free. Just because, you know, we're appealing to such a wide audience of people, different ages, you know, different, you know, we've got people coming all the way down from Bendigo every month and stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of people, because we're so friendly with all our regular people, we don't want to charge them money because we know them too well. And, so everything's free. We could probably start charging them money, but I'd feel really bad about it.
Well, there's a large... kind of geek culture thing happening at the moment in Melbourne, which is really interesting. And I know that Swordcraft, they charge people and they're doing stuff in the city. And I think I was talking to someone about that actually, and apparently they make significant money and they do that weekly.
They actually do.
Yeah, they do.
But the thing is as well, like we don't want to do that, you know? Like Nelly, once again, gives out all his guns to people who don't actually have guns. We're not looking for money here. We're not trying to make any money. We just want to see people happy to enjoy themselves, you know? Like,
the thing about Swordcraft is also it's a very different thing because they run such specific sort of area-constrained events that they're able to get, you know, public liability insurance and all those sort of things that require you to, you know, talk to council and stuff like that, whereas ours is so wide and so difficult to pinpoint into any actual sort of, I suppose, event label.
Yeah, any
that,
area. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't really... claim anything if we get money from people because it's just so obscure.
So there's just people rocking up in the hospital with fake blood and real blood mixed together and they can't tell
what. Well, we actually only had one bad injury, but only one. That was John. He what basically happened? On the very first warm-up event, he hurt his ankle. He was fine. You know,
he hurt his ankle. So you got impaled or something.
We baked him a cake.
We actually baked him a cake, yeah. We felt that bad. We baked him a cake about it. Anyone hurts themselves, it's like, you know, stop everything. Even if they're on the ground for like 2 seconds, you just stop everything. We don't want anyone getting hurt at the event, you know?
Yeah. No, we're very sensible.
Well, do you have any...
Sometimes it looks shambolic, but we're pretty sensible.
Do you have any... specifically funny stories that stick out?
I've been looking for this one person in particular for days. Like I had like a complete like bounty on their heads. I was an evil dictator of the zombies and I had a bounty on their head and they were actually worried about kind of showing up because they knew the second I saw them, I would literally, you know, just start running and wouldn't stop until I got them. Anyway, so eventually they do show up. I tried many times to get them. I like tried ambushes, working with humans, you know, making deals with them, so I'll let you live this long. I was like a zombie mob, zombie gangster. Probably explain it the best way. So I worked with some humans to try ambush her in their old prison jail, the courtyard in a city.
RMIT gardens.
Just there, and I had like 15 zombies surrounding her, and basically some humans saw us, piss bolted, and told her, and you know she ran off. So eventually, about an hour later, I'm like fuming. Like my master plan had been foiled. And
what was that person doing? Was that person at uni or work or what?
Nothing like that. Just they were just walking around the city. I wanted their blood, basically. I wanted their brains. Anyway, so eventually that happens. You know, like I'm fuming mad, like a master plan's foiled, and I see her with like a group of like 20 humans, and there was about 10 zombies at the time, and yeah, there's about 20 humans, like 10 zombies at the time, like 20 humans. So I see her and I go, that's it. Start running, like screaming her name.
Oh, God, that would have been scary. Yeah, scary enough as it is.
She's sitting right next to me actually right now, and she's just laughing, like silently laughing. But, you know, I chased her for about a K, and then I found another zombie. I'm like, get everyone! So we surrounded her, like 30 zombies surrounded her. And she was just like throwing her Nerf darts, like worried and things like that. But then I let her. I said, "Don't, like, you know, she's mine. No one get her." So we just let her circle there, and I like just like, you know, circle around, and yeah.
I was, like, oh, young love, like, it's so sweet.
Yeah, no, I'm now dating that person. But nothing shows you more attractive to the person than, you know, sending 30 zombies to pretty much, you know,
eat their brains.
Oh, that's a Valentine's Day story.
Young love, it is so sweet, Tim.
Zombie love story right there.
So, do people go after other people at work and, like, school and stuff?
We've got a few rules. Like, you know, if you're playing at university or TAFE or school, you've got to clear it with, you know, your teacher or your principal or your social advisor first. But usually we say, you know, don't get people while they're at work. You can get them on their way to work, on their way home from work. Don't get them at work. Don't get them when they're doing important things. Don't get them when they're at, like, church or, at, you know, they're going on, like, if they're doing sport practice with their team or stuff, don't get them then. Just use common sense, more or less.
So there's a lot of stalking involved because...
Yes.
Basically,
it's my personal favourite.
It's, because it's not going where you know they're going to be. It's going where you know they're going to be and then following them until they're vulnerable.
That's exactly what it is. And that's the fun part. Well, you know, there's so many people who are really, like, keen to stay human the whole time.
Yeah.
And then they become a zombie and realise it's just as much fun, if not more fun, to be a zombie because there is so much tactical planning and so much ambushing.
Yeah, there's another one. Another story, because like, I went to the toilet, and, you know, have toilets. We also make toilet bathrooms a safe room. I mean, if you actually have to go, they're a safe room. So another guy went to take a pee, and basically 20 zombies were just waiting at the front to tag him.
Ouch.
So can he stay inside then? No, or?
We've got a few. There are some small rules that...
Lay down the safe zones for me.
Public transport and sort of train stations and stuff like that, roads, vehicles...
we don't want people getting hurt.
What else is a safe zone?
Could I jump on a bike and be safe then? Is that a safe zone? Or is that me using as an excuse and as an
account?
Using it as a transport.
Yeah, no, that is you taking advantage of the rules.
So could I still be turned then? Or
No. That's the thing. Like, if you were using it as transport, okay, so if you were, like, you know, you were leaving, you know, going home, and you were able to ride your bike home, then you'd be safe. That's fine. That's safe, but, you know,
but
at the same time,
we're not
going
to... if you were hanging out with 30 zombies and then you ran up and touched your bike and said, Bali, then you'd be in trouble.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, give me some advice. Say I'm a human in the middle of the city and I spot you two on the other side of the road staring me down. You want my brains. What do I do?
Find higher ground.
Run.
Why?
Run or find higher ground because zombies can't go upstairs.
Yeah.
They can't jump upstairs. They can't roll upstairs. They can't slither upstairs. They can't go upstairs.
Stairs are like their weakness.
Are you talking about literal zombies now, or are we talking about the game zombies?
Game zombies.
Okay.
Yeah, they cannot go upstairs. So, like, you're safe. So, like, okay, if they have if there's an elevator or an escalator, that's when you're in trouble. But, you know, literally, like, there's hard manual stairs. They cannot go up them.
What else?
They can go down them, yes.
Okay. What else can I do?
Yeah. I would just say run.
I personally would carry a water pistol. A lot of people carry Nerf. Like, almost everyone carries Nerf, but collecting darts is a pain in the bum.
Yeah.
And marshmallows, you tend to eat all your ammo.
With self-defense, say I've got a Nerf gun and I've got plenty of bullets. If I shoot a zombie, are they... just dead? If I just hit them? If I hit someone
they're
on the hand, are they dead? They're stunned.
They're stunned for 20 seconds, which means they've just got to stop.
Can you kill zombies?
I like to think of it as this.
No.
No. Okay.
You know. The reason why we do it that way is because think of it like this. All right, so we can't actually simulate the brutal zombie apocalypse. So if you shoot a zombie, all right, yes, in real terms it would be dead, but as well, in a real zombie apocalypse, there'd be 100 others. So, you know, maybe it could be like you shoot one, that then alerts another one, and then 20 seconds later another one comes up.
Not to mention people don't want to play if they become a zombie and there's the option of them being pretty much gone from the game for an entire week. So we don't kill zombies.
Only on the last day. That's the way it works. On the last day they can kill them, but in a certain time period, because usually it's like the survivor's last hope, and
We'll go into the details of that when it's closer to the event. We're not giving out any fancy details about the last day yet.
Oh, mm-hmm. So that there are different events on the last day, are they?
We've got a whole lot of different events throughout the week, but we're not releasing those yet.
Oh, we
brainstorm a lot, and we've come up with some master plans for the last day. If anyone who comes along will be blown away at how awesome it'll be. I promise that.
And so where are they all being hosted? You said I heard Carlton Gardens at one point. I heard
that was the main base for the first year. Basically, you know, because we're all over Victoria, people sort of gather their own skirmishes and just sort of go out in sort of packs. So, you know, we've got a few sort of designated safe areas and designated parks where people can meet up. And, you know, we've got people on our forum who sort of post updates about where people will be and, you know, where zombies have been sighted. But
try to put events in different parks around Victoria. More around Melbourne, if anything else. Might even have one out somewhere. But
we try to set up a few things that are accessible for people from, you know, all around the CBD and stuff like that.
I've definitely seen some now that I think of it. I've seen some humans at Federation Square. That's got to be a hotspot.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, that was they got pretty grumpy at us though at the same time. Fed Square wasn't a big fan of humans versus zombies. That's understandable. So we kind of say it's kind of a no-go zone.
We just got to be careful. It was because someone, a human, shot a street performer in the face.
Yeah,
we've had quite a few people who, you know, have said, oh, you know, you're going to scare people away from your Nerf guns, you're going to frighten people, it's antisocial, this, that. And, you know,
people love it, though.
I understand that, but it's completely social. I've met so many friends out of this. And
all of us met through it, you know?
Yeah, all the regulars, and there's about 60 regulars I've all met through this. I didn't know them before this, you know? Mm-hmm. It's such a social thing.
Have you had any cops involved yet?
Yep. But the thing is, I've covered our asses by – I always visit all the local police stations where we'll be hosting events beforehand and just let them know what will be happening and that it's all safe and, you know,
And they're usually fine with it, you know? I remember when they came.
One policeman, he said, you know, you're not the sort of kids we'd be worried about because we're all nerds. There was one cop, he said he wanted to get his kids playing.
Yeah. I actually remember I'm on the forums a while ago, but a mum who took her kid down to one of the events and absolutely fell in love with it. So she's dedicated to coming to all of the events and like that. And yeah, she was lovely. I remember that post on the forum. That was made me feel very good.
So if people want to get involved with Humans vs. Zombies Melbourne, what have they got to do?
Check the website. Find our Facebook event and click attending. It's as easy as that. You know, just read up on the rules, make sure you know that you're liable for anything that you've done, not us, and just play it safe.
What's the address to the website and the Facebook?
www.humansversuszombiesmelbourne.com, and all the links are on there.
When's the next event going on?
We've got a monthly on, what will it be, March the 4th? No, third. March the 3rd.
Yeah.
And that will be at Faulkner Park in South Yarra. That's one of our training events. And the next week-long event will be on the 9th of April till the 15th of April. Pretty hard not to spot us because everyone's covered in Nerf and tack gear and stuff. So.
All right. Well, thanks for spending the evening with me talking about Humans vs. Zombies, guys.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, it was lovely talking to you.
And you too.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. I want to bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.